if you share your finances with someone, you know that sometimes the other person knows where all the accounts are and where all the information is, and you may not know. Well, we may have a solution to that. It's called Fabric Vault, and Adam Erlebacher has just created it. It's just launching on Tuesday, February 12th, and he's here on Talking Tech to tell you all about it. I'm Jefferson Graham. Stay tuned.
Fabric is a digital platform that helps new parents start their family's financial life. And when you become a parent, really everything changes. You need to think about all these things that you've never had to think about before, like setting up a will and getting life insurance, and most importantly, really getting your and your spouse's finances organized. And so to solve that problem of getting organized, kind of came about it through my own personal experience. And my wife and I had meant to write down a list of all of our financial accounts in case anything happened to one of us. But we never actually got around to it because paper tends to get lost, and you know, my dresser drawer isn't the most secure. So thinking about this problem, we wanted to create a easy and secure way that spouses could share important financial account information with one another. And that really became Fabric Vault. And the way that it works is you can share checking, savings, investment, 401k, IRA, life insurance, and any other important account information, financial account information with your spouse through the vault. Your spouse will accept that, can create his or her own vault and share that back with you so that in case anything ever happens to either of you, you have this always accessible, always on, secure place to find this information.
All right. So how much does it cost?
It's free. It's actually free.
Okay. So it's a free vault. So how are you going to make money doing this for free?
So the way that we make money is, well, first of all, we have a whole suite of free products like this last will and testament called Fabric Wills, and then free educational content. Fabric Vault is free as well. The way we make money is by offering optional life insurance. So you can use all of our products for free. And if you want, you can sign up for life insurance through us as well.
Tell me about the wills, because I'm not familiar with that product. How does that work?
So Fabric Wills are also free, and we provide a tool that allows anyone to come and create a last will and testament at meetfabric.com/wills. The exciting thing about that is that what we found is 6 out of 10 adults with kids actually haven't created a will. And if you haven't created a will, that means that a court can appoint guardians for your children. And so the most important reason to actually set up a will is to name guardians for your kids.
Yeah, I think Aretha Franklin died without a will, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
Okay. And how does your will have legal standing?
You know, a will is actually quite a simple document to set up. And it allows you to not only name the guardians of your children, but to explain how you'd like your assets to be divided up. So it's quite a simple document. It's about 2 pages long. And many folks will actually create their own will by just writing it down. You know, there's no requirement that you do it through a lawyer, but we do recommend that you have your personal lawyer review anything that you've written. To make a will legally binding, you need to print it out and have it signed by at least 2 disinterested witnesses.
Okay. And getting back to the vault, how safe is that information from hackers?
We use 256-bit encryption on everything that we do. And obviously, dealing with life insurance, we take security very, very seriously. And that was the first product that we launched. So we've invested a lot of time in making sure that our infrastructure is safe and secure. It's something that we think about as a primary concern of Fabric.
You can find out more about the Fabric Vault at meetfabric.com. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to fine online audio. And thanks, everyone, for listening.